This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:05 on your Saturday morning, Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Cardinalville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-doing towing in Litchfield. And Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. To Studio A we go. Here's WSMI's Terry Tope.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Joining us in studio, everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralphie.
Morning.
And there's Kyle Hirschman from the local newspaper, the Montgomery County
Journal News.
So, good morning, Hirsch, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are
we
you?
We haven't had you in here for a while, so it's good to see you in here.
No, I've been
busy.
Babysitting.
Took up a new profession called babysitting.
Exactly.
And it's a very necessary part of life.
Since
you have a baby in the house.
It does work out well that way.
It does. Busy sports week. We had a ton of basketball games going on. Litchfield still has three wrestlers going at the state wrestling tournament, the individual tournament. We've got girls postseason basketball on Monday night with the super sectional, boys regional start next week. So a lot of things going on in the world of sports. Very quickly, let's kind of review some of the scores from last night and games we had on the radio. North Mac defeated Litchfield 58-49. Tommy Olinsky, 36 points in that game for the North Mac Panthers. Roxana are the champions of the South Central Conference. They run the table in the conference, and they beat Hillsboro last night 79-51. They did run the table in the conference, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't think they lost in conference play.
They lost one game to Southwestern earlier in the season, but I don't know if that was the first or second time that they played them.
Yeah,
they
I think that was
– They may have played them twice. So.
Yeah. And last night at South Fork, Nokomis got 18 points from Devin Wright. The Redskins picked up their 19th win of the year. They win at 56-30. At Lincolnwood last night, a game we had on the radio, a strong second half by the Lancers. They beat Morrisonville 64-45. Tate Snyder had 21 there. Carlinville disposed of Vandalia last night 69-63. Barry Stewart had 22 for the Cavies. A.J. Sitko had 23 for Staunton as the Dogs beat Gillespie 58-29. Also last night, Auburn got by Williamsville 62-61. Pena beat Southwestern 55-46. And it was Metro East Lutheran over Mont Ala 53-49. So those are some of the scores from around the area last night. And I guess this has been one of the most exciting weeks of high school basketball in recent memory as far as postseason tournament play. We had some terrific ball games, and we still have a team alive and kicking in the Super Sectional. Tim Mize, you had the pleasure of seeing these Lady Panthers of Litchfield at North Green this week.
Yeah, Litchfield was very impressive up at the North Green Sectionals. They really weren't challenged. You know, they handled North Mac. North Mac made a late run in the second half, but Litchfield pulled away, and then Camp Point Central never had a lead. Litchfield scored the first seven, and they were off and rolling. And I made the comment to Scott, he was producing the game on Thursday night, you can't always tell when a team warms up. In fact, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble by basing who's going to win the game by watching them warm up. But just watching Camp Point Central warm up, you could just tell they didn't have the horses.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing, you look at Litchfield with their last few games, they've started off so quickly. You know, I mean, they did it in the game against Southwestern at the regional championship, and then, you know, they scored the first 8 points against North Mac. They scored the first 7 points against Camp Point Central. And, you know, whenever you give them that big of a lead, it gives them the opportunity to make a few mistakes and still come out ahead.
And the thing of it is about that lead, 7 points doesn't necessarily sound very big. But when you play defense like Litchfield's been playing,
exactly,
that's a pretty good lead, especially early in the game, like in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game.
And a lot of times in the playoffs especially, if you have a bad stretch in the first quarter, it hurts you. I mean, it's hard.
It can cost you the game.
Yeah, it can. It's hard to make a big comeback once you get deep into the postseason. So a quick start is paramount.
It's called controlling the tempo of the game.
Yeah. That's
and North Mac did a good job, you know, getting back into that. I was sitting next to St. Thomas More's coach during the second half of that game, and you know, he had been mostly taking notes on Litchfield because they had been ahead for most of it, and you know, he said he had to kind of change it up and kind of pull it together for you know, whenever they made that run and cut it to three. And their post player, that Madison Starks, played really, really well, and especially in the second half, and really pulled them together.
And then, of course, they had injury that took the one girl out, North Mac did, and that, you know, that makes a difference when you got a piece of the puzzle taken away that you've been playing with all year. And so
such a vital piece.
Oh, yes.
Defensively, Lauren was able to stick home some three-point shots now and then, but really her defense, her play away from the ball was so important for North Mac.
And the other thing, she was their second ball handler. And so you could just see as that game wore on, Taylor Niehaus wore Molly Sloman out. Mm-hmm. I mean, every trip up the floor, there was Niehaus on Sloman. And if Pitchford's there, they can kind of play the two-man game in the backcourt and get some side-to-side ball movement going. They didn't have that option.
Well, and that's how Litchfield gets a lot, you know, a lot of their points, too, is, you know, by steals and converting them into, you know, to quick, you know, fast break points or, you know, giving them the opportunity to get back on offense a little bit quicker.
And Taylor Niehaus, certainly among the elite when it comes to defensive efforts, especially in this area. She is... Right up there at the top.
You know, she did really
not the top.
She did a really good job against Molly Sloman. She did a good job against Maddie Greeland. You know, Maddie got her points in the regional championship game for sure. But she did, you know, they caused a lot of turnovers in that game too. So
she's Taylor's kind of the glue that fortifies that Litchfield ball club. You know, you got some other girls that, of course, that are more prolific at scoring, but she's tough on that defense and getting the ball down the floor.
And Kyle, you would probably know better than us three, but I give Litchfield a chance against St. Thomas More just because of their defense and mainly because of the ball pressure that Taylor can apply.
I think, I mean, at this point in time, you know, there's a lot of good teams. I mean, you don't get to this point by not being a good team. St. Thomas More is going to be a ton. I mean, they beat Camp Point Central by 40. You know, like I said, I was talking to their coach during there, and he said, you know, he was – I've read a lot of stuff about him that doesn't put him in a very good light, and he's very confident about his team. But I think they have three D1 recruits on – or, you know, D1 prospects on
there.
Gee,
a private school, imagine.
That's weird.
Yeah, you know, but, you know – I think Litchfield can't worry about that. You know, they can't worry about the unfairness of the systems and things like that. They have to go in there and just play their game, do the best they can. And, you know, they're going to lose some key players next year, but they're also going to have a lot of key players back. So take it, you know, win or lose, it's going to be a good learning experience for them. They're going to get better, and they just got to, you know, just keep going at it.
If you remember 2 years ago when they went up and played Bloomington Central Catholic in the Elite Eight, they were given no chance. I mean, they were given absolutely no chance, and they competed in that ball game. And I could make the argument that this Litchfield team this year is playing their best basketball of the season, whereas that team 2 years ago, they were playing good, but they weren't necessarily playing their best ball of the year.
Well, and if you look at that sectional where they were at too, you know, they had that game against Waverly that was, you know, ultra close. You know, the game against Southwestern that was ultra close. You know, they pretty much went – and that was the first time they had been to, you know, a
Super since 85.
Yeah, so they were just happy to be there. Yeah. I think even though a lot of these girls weren't on that team, they were around the program, you know, they were in junior high that year, I think you can just – it's going to be a little bit different situation. I'm not saying that they're going to win. I think to predict them to win over the number one team in the state, it may be. But, you know, I mean, the stranger things have happened.
That's why they allow you to play the game.
Exactly.
It's not March Madness because the top seeds win all the
time. That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And these girls have got some experience behind them. You know, they won the state as eighth graders, so they're you know, they've got some background of knowing how to get in the trenches and play the game.
If they... You know, they just have to do what's made them successful. You know, whenever they've been successful, they cut down on turnovers. They, you know, they utilize their inside and outside games. You know, I mean, you know, they just got to play their own game.
First thing you got to think about is not having the deer in the headlight syndrome for the first 3 minutes of the ball game.
Exactly.
If you can get beyond that, you'll be in the game.
And the fact that they won state twice in junior high, to me, is irrelevant, except for the standpoint These girls, they've been in big games. So you've got the upperclassmen who were on the Elite Eight team 2 years ago. You've got this group of sophomores. They've played in big games. They've dealt with expectations, really, ever since they were in junior high. So the deer in the headlights look, like you said, shouldn't really affect them too much because they really have been there and done it.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And St. Thomas More, let's just give them credit. This is a fairly new school as far as being in existence in only, what, maybe 10 years?
Yeah,
like that.
I know it hasn't been very long. And like I said, for better or worse, you know, private schools are going to do what they do. Sure. And not all private schools are created equal either.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into, like, the recruiting stuff and things like that. But, you know, if you have a kid that's in Champaign that's a really good girls basketball player.
Why wouldn't you go there?
You have the funds to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you can necessarily blame parents for sending their kids there. But you know, like I said, I think Litchfield just got to go out and do the – like, they're –
But isn't that always the case? You have to do what you do well.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you have no chance.
Don't worry about what the other team is or what they're going to do. You know, I mean, you got to worry about what they're going to do, how to stop it. But, you know, don't worry about, you know, the fact that their head coach was an assistant coach for the University of Illinois. Don't worry about the fact that they got all these D1 prospects. Don't worry about the fact that the only two games they've lost have been to, you know, Whitney Young. And I can't remember who the other one is. But, but yeah, it's.
Yeah,
those are just details.
Just
minute details.
Minutia.
That's right.
Minutia. That's all.
Just go out and play. I mean, you know, play the same way you would against anybody else.
And as we look at the super sectionals that's coming up, a couple other household names, Nashville and T-Town are back in it.
Yeah, they're playing at Salem. So
yeah.
We'll go over all the matchups here in a moment. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
This is Jim Miller with Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your spring finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name and with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all of your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Visit us on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you'll file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated costs for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage.
Call H&R Block in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Staunton.
This check of your radar weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Currently 22 degrees, our temperature reading. West winds at 10 miles an hour. We should see sunshine today, a high of 30. Cloud cover tonight with a low of 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high temps into the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, still cloud cover, overnight lows in the middle 30s. On Monday, we will see about a 70% chance of rain showers, high temps around 50 degrees. And then Monday night, cloud cover, a 60% chance of rain with a low of 30. Right now, 22 degrees. The radar screen is clear. West winds at 14 miles an hour. This check of WSMI radar weather has been brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Back with more Sports Saturday in 60 seconds.
The American Farm family carries on the tradition of hard work and dedication to the land. This Farmer's Appreciation Salute is brought to you in part by Security National Bank, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Irving, Fillmore, and Coffeen. The Knights of Columbus and Raymond, with tasty fish fries during Lent. By Wolf Oil in Litchfield, and F&B Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Morrisonville, and Pawnee.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, here on this Saturday morning, we have some matchups for you in girls 2A Super Sectional play on Monday at the University of Illinois Springfield. The Litchfield Lady Panthers will take on the Sabres of Champaign-St. Thomas More. That's a 7:30 tip. We'll have it for you live on WSMI FM 106. Other 2A Super matchups on Monday at Salem High School. The first team to 20 wins, with Nashville taking on T-Town. We've seen Nashville before, Ralph. We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
And they just smother people. They smother people. And literally 20 points might win there. 25 might win that ball game.
I'd say 25 is very logical. It could win it.
Yeah. At Monmouth on Monday night, El Paso Gridley takes on Byron, and then Walther Lutheran will take on Seton Academy at Concordia University. In the 1A Super matchups at Salem, the first game will have Cowden-Herrick Beecher City against Goreville at Illinois Wesleyan. Iroquois West against Anawan. Westminster Christian takes on Freeport Aquin at DeKalb, and at Illinois College, Oakville and Mount Pulaski will square off. Pretty good matchup there.
And Oakville's been out of the mix for a little while, but they're back in this year.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, can Oakville. You imagine that?
Mm-hmm. And in 3A basketball in the sectionals on Monday night at Mount Zion, Taylorville takes on Champaign Centennial. Quincy Notre Dame, which got bumped up to 3A this year, takes on Glenwood. And at Waterloo on Monday, Columbia meets Breeze Modern Day, Civic Memorial against Massac County. And then on Tuesday night at Alton High School, they're going to play the normal Community West sectional at Alton, because it's Belleville West and top-ranked Edwardsville. The Lady Tigers are top-ranked in the state, so they'll be playing that game at Alton on Tuesday night. And, of course, Boys High School Regional start this week as well, and we'll have a good complement of coverage. Something I failed to mention at 7:30 this morning on sports, Litchfield still has three wrestlers going at the IHSA Wrestling Tournament, and Devin Fenton at 126 pounds, Caleb Thompson at 138, and at 152, Dolan Davidson, and they all are in line, I guess, should they continue to win, to be in a top six finish.
Yeah, they could. If they win their next game, they'll either have the third or be in the third place match if they win their semifinal, or the fifth place match if they lose. So,
on the phone with us right now, we have Rob Corso, the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Panthers, who are headed to the Super on Monday night, and this will be the third appearance for the high school, for Litchfield High School, in a Super sectional. And Rob, it's a fun time for the Lady Panthers and a challenging time for your ball club.
You're going to run both accounts. We really enjoyed the weekend there, but we're back to work this morning and getting ready for STM.
And the thing about the postseason, I've said this before, the postseason goes so quickly, sometimes you don't take the opportunity to stand still, take a deep breath, and enjoy your accomplishment. But when you come up against a team like Champaign-St. Thomas More, you got to be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, there's very little margin for error against these guys. We've been taking some look at some film and some scouting reports and trying to come up with a game plan, but it's going to be a tough matchup for us.
What do they do well besides being big?
They get a lot of their points off transition. They put a little bit of a press on you, but they transition from offense to defense. They're a good rebounding team, which is the number one thing for offensive transition. They rebound the ball, and they get down the floor in a big hurry. So transition defense is going to be paramount.
And they have deservedly so picked up the number one ranking in the state of Illinois in Class 2A basketball.
Yeah. Their point guard, Randa Harshbarger, just is like the engine that drives this machine. She's a tremendous ball handler. She runs the show, really doesn't have any, weaknesses in her game. So Taylor's got her work cut out for her.
How do you match with them size-wise?
Not very well.
Yeah.
you can't simulate 6'4", 6'1", and 5'9" on the baseline. But I'll tell you what, our girls are we might have a slight advantage in quickness, not at the point guard, but at the other positions. So we're going to have to utilize that. We're going to have to play smart and pick our spots and just, you know, turnover. Got to limit our turnovers and, you know, hopefully we can control tempo.
Rob, let's talk a little bit about your successes this past week in the sectional tournament. You played against the North Mac Panthers in the first game of the tournament, and that was a very good team. And they didn't go away, did they?
No, they didn't. The Starks girl really hurt us down on the post. She played outstanding ball, and the fact that they had lost Pitchford in the regional final hurt them. I really felt bad for her not getting a chance to play in that game, but that was a weapon that hurt, you know, not having her. Helped us a little bit, but Taylor Niehaus, you know, forced Sloman into 3-for-17 shooting. So that was an outstanding job on her part.
And then in the sectional final, Rob, I mean, you guys really just dominated Camp Point Central from the opening tap.
Yeah, you know, again, makes you look like a genius. We come out and shoot the ball like we did. But, you know, they were hard-nosed kids. You know, they played hard. They took some things away from us. But, again, defensively, Taylor shutting down their point guard and forcing them away from the basket and doing some things they weren't real comfortable with. And then, you know, Kerry Walsh, 7 steals. Amanda had quite a few steals and put a lot of pressure on them.
Rob, at this point, you really don't want to change a whole lot of what has gotten you this far, but there are still a few tweaks that you will try to make to take on a team like Champaign-St. Thomas More.
Right, that's true. And I was watching, I had some ideas about doing some different things defensively. And Coach Gassabon, being the sage that he is, says, you know, just – you can't reinvent the wheel in a couple of days. You need to play your strengths, and I think we are going to try and do that. Yeah, we do tweak some things, but you know, basically just learning how they're going to play and try to be ready for it so we're not surprised. I think sometimes you get in games like this, and they do things that you're not used to seeing, so we try to let them know so they have an idea what's going to happen to them, and so they can relax a little bit and focus on what they do best.
And I guess, Rob, that's the fine line of making a deep postseason run is tweaking but not necessarily changing, because if you start making across-the-board changes, the girls see that and they maybe think, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, and like I say, we normally, you know, we play on Mondays, and that's good for us, so we're going to do our normal routine. You know, we're not going to have any shoot-arounds tomorrow. We're just going to come in and shoot around a little bit since there's no school, shoot around for about 45 minutes, get on a bus, and go play a ball game, and we're used to doing that, and yeah, try to keep everything as normal as possible.
Now, I would imagine the coach in you wishes there was school on Monday.
I do. I enjoy teaching so much. But you do just got to do, you know, and I think the girls are going to get up, maybe have some lunch together or something, and get out of bed hopefully before 1 o'clock, and then, you know, but they're kids, you know.
Yeah. One thing about it, Coach, you don't have to get on a bus and ride halfway around the world to get to this game. You might say you're right in your own backyard just having to go to Springfield.
I'll tell you what, it's nice. It's going to be on the interstate, which is nice, too. My neck and my back are hurting from those bouncy rides up to North Green. But I'll tell you what, we played 6 games up there this year. It's like a home away from home over there. But we're excited about this.
You don't like that school bus ride?
Not my first choice.
Rob, if you could, comment a little bit about Andy Kassebaum sitting next to you and how you utilize his knowledge of the game of basketball.
Well, the first thing is he's so calm. You know, I tend, my Sicilian blood or something, I get a little wound up. I get a little wound up, and he calms me down and, you know, just lets me, he keeps saying the same thing in a steady voice, you know, do this, and keeps me calm. But, you know, he's so well, he knows the fundamentals so well, and he can see what the other team's doing, you know, and a couple of trips down the floor, he's pretty much analyzed what they're trying to do, and he's in my ear. He's like that D coordinator up in the booth on a football game and letting me know exactly what needs to happen, and it's irreplaceable, you know, that knowledge and experience.
And it's very important for the players to have confidence, but it's also important for a coach to have confidence. And sometimes you need a little comment from the assistant once in a while to say, hey, we are doing this correctly.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And also, you know, keeps my head from getting too high, too. He knows how to knock me down when I get a little too cocky or whatever and start feeling my oats. And yeah, I mean, you got to have that guy. It's a good sounding board, and, you know, definitely listen to him quite a bit.
Has the team had fun in the postseason?
Yeah, I think we have. You know, we'd like to have a few, you know, lighthearted moments.
Yeah.
Sometimes during the game too, you really know when you got someone like Kerry Walsh on your bench, or like when she's not in the game, you never know what she's going to say to you or whatever. And it just, she's so down to earth, and she has a good time wherever she is, and it's good for us because you can get a little wrapped up in situations, and she's always there to lighten the mood, so it's a good time.
Well, she's lightening the mood, but she's also playing great basketball for you right now. Her hustle and defense have been outstanding.
It has been. And then she brings a lot of energy, you know, and sometimes she gets a little out of control, but that's, you know what, I can live with that, with all that energy she provides, positive energy, and she makes mistakes, she just keeps on going.
There's nothing like
about her.
Nothing like senior leadership.
Exactly. And senior leadership comes in lots of different ways. You know, Taylor does it by example, and Kerry does it by just being real spirited. You know, and Michaela and Katie have been working their butts off in practice and keeping everybody loose, and that's good.
And, Rob, that's something that people don't see, practice. And when you've got a deep roster and your practices are competitive, boy, that just starts to translate over the course of a whole season.
It does. And then, you know, like young Abby Frerich, she's been out with a concussion. She's brought a lot. I mean, she's actually lighting some people up at practice, working hard. Tatum Wharton, Helen Vargo, these kids who don't get a lot of playing time, they're working hard in practice. And actually, this extra 2 weeks of the season has given them a chance to work with the older kids a little more, and they're getting a little bit better. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, if you get after it in practice, it makes everybody better.
And one big thing, you've been able to basically stay away from key injuries to key players. And when you get into this time of the season, that's very important.
Absolutely. We've been just really blessed with that. And illnesses, too. You know, the weather's been kind of freaky. You know, we haven't had the flu, the colds, bronchitis and stuff like that. So been very lucky. I know, I'll say the North Mac had the injury. And a couple years ago, Shelby Smith got hurt in the super sectional. And, you know, things happen, you know. And, yeah, we've been very blessed.
Well, Rob, we'll see you on Monday night at UIS. Good luck to the Lady Panthers, and thanks for joining us on Sports Saturday this morning.
Thank you for your time, fellas. Thank you.
Rob Corso, the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Panthers, who are definitely playing their best basketball of the year.
And he said something that I haven't really thought about. You always hear about it in college football. When you make a bowl game, you get that extra month of practice. I never really thought about it in high school basketball, but you get these deep runs, and the younger kids on Litchfield, they're getting extra weeks of practice.
Sure, at least two, if not three, certainly. So,
and just being around the bigger games, like, that's going to help them down the line.
And when you have a good team, and they have to practice against somebody on the off days, well, you know, the kids on the JV are pretty good because they have to go against these starters every night. You know, so they learn a lot.
And the way basketball is structured anymore, there's really no off season. They play in the summertime and they play each other. And, you know, these kids know each other from the other towns real well before the season ever starts.
Yeah. It's a great time of year. One of my favorite times of the year, the postseason for high school basketball. We need to get to a break. More on Sports Saturday after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
No one seems quite sure where the legend of George Washington and the cherry tree started, but one thing is for sure. February, the month of Washington's birthday, is traditionally Cherry Dessert Month. Make your desserts even better with pure, natural, high-quality, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, topped with Prairie Farms whipped cream. For a healthy February drink, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
At Buckeye, they know you love to save money, and that's why they're committed to giving you the best price possible. From farm equipment to feed to clothing, pet food, and power equipment, you'll always find the right products at the right price, guaranteed. Located in Greenville, Centralia, and Jacksonville, Buckeye, right products, right price, right here.
Sometimes a new car just doesn't make sense, but you do need dependable transportation. See Auto Sales of Illinois in Litchfield and now on Buchanan Street in Edwardsville. They work hard to find great cars. They have on-the-spot, in-house financing and never run a credit check, but they have bank financing or save with their pay-in-full discount.
Save on vehicles you'll be proud to drive. Walk in, drive out at Auto Sales of Illinois next to the tracks in Litchfield and on Buchanan in Edwardsville.
Back on Sports Saturday here on this Saturday morning. And, of course, the boys' high school basketball postseason for Class 1A and 2A schools will get underway on Monday. Staunton High School will be the site of one of the regional tournaments in 2A. And we have Coach Steve Moore on the line with us. And, Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Most exciting time of the year for high school basketball in the postseason, and the Bulldogs get the number 2 seed behind top seeded Roxana, and I guess everybody's got the circle, the name Roxana circled on their calendar, so they hope to get a shot at him this week.
Yeah, definitely. The seedings came out. Everybody had the regional seeded exactly the same, so, I mean, the seeds kind of fell, I guess, how they should have, and definitely Roxana's the team to beat. I think they haven't really had a game against anybody in the regional in conference play closer than 18, 20 points. But Southwestern did get them early in the year in a tournament, a third-place game. So certainly there's hope, but you're going to have to put together a couple good games. And if we could even get to Roxana, I mean, we got to play a tough either Carlinville team or, you know, they got to play Gillespie in the first round. So nothing's guaranteed.
And right now it would appear the Carlinville club is playing pretty good ball.
Yeah, I think they've won 18 games now. They tied us for second place in the conference. I think Payne also got a share of that. And I think they're going to be closing out on 20 wins if they win their first game Monday night. So we definitely have a tough road to hoe there. We just went to their place and won, so I'm sure that's only going to fuel their fire.
Steve, do your preparations change much as you get into the postseason where you know one game, a loss, and you're done?
It's tough. I think, you know, a lot of that's just kind of with the kids understanding the urgency of the situation. We definitely, I guess, talk a little bit different in the pregame or whatever. Practices-wise, we're really just going over details. It's a fine line, I always think, between conditioning versus keeping kids' legs fresh. So, I mean, this time of year, I guess practices do change a little bit. We're playing actually pretty well. We had a hiccup last week against Hillsborough, but over our last five or six games, we've performed really well. So we're just trying to keep doing what we're doing. And you know, but the problem is if you do suffer a loss and have a hiccup, your season's over.
Well, with that in mind, Steve, you're such a senior-laden club that I guess in a way you never really know how all the seniors will react when they really do see the end of the road coming.
Yeah, it's just, you know, with these 17, 18-year-old kids, like last night we had senior night, and kids obviously are it was an emotional night and whatever, and then we just hit some crazy shots in the third quarter and blew the game open. I think it was like 52-16 at the end of when I subbed in the fourth. But then I told them, like, you guys can keep shooting like this if you want next week because we're home again. So it's kind of a unique situation. So hopefully, you know, we've played in some big games at home now with the county being there. And the kids will, again, understand the urgency of the situation, but also stay composed because, you know, it could be some wild crowds. And obviously, you guys know our gym gets kind of crazy a little bit. So hopefully, yeah, they'll come to play, and hopefully that senior leadership and experience will pay off for us.
And anymore, I mean, defense, everybody plays good defense, and you get a lot of low-score games, but it's still a shot-maker's game. You got to see the ball go through the basket. And when you're making shots, for whatever reason, you're not as tired. And you're a little more active defensively.
Yeah, that's been our key. When we shot well this year, we've defended better. So, yeah, like I said, I hope those shots keep falling being at home.
Well, Steve, we wish you the best of luck this week. The Bulldogs will see action on Wednesday night. They'll get the winner of the Carlinville-Gillespie game, which will not be an easy matchup for no matter who you play. Roxana will play on the first game on Wednesday evening. So good luck to the local teams at the Staunton Regional. And, Steve Moore, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure to talk with Steve. He's a good coach.
Yes.
Got a good program, and you know, it's so important to have a sense of confidence going into the postseason, and I think his ball club has that now. As he mentioned, they've been playing pretty well down the stretch, like Carlinville.
And it's no coincidence that the Staunton program really turned around as soon as Steve arrived on the scene.
Yeah, yeah. He brought some renewed enthusiasm. And we've mentioned this before, his appreciation for the legacy of Staunton Athletics is unfounded. And you know, he wants to let everybody know that, hey, there's quite a legacy here. And as witness to the 20th anniversary of the state tournament team a couple weeks ago. You know, that was a lot of fun to get together.
What other boys team around here is?
Yeah.
Holding the state championship trophy.
That's true.
There's a lot to be said about when a new coach takes over a new program, like when he went to Staunton or whatever, for the kids to buy into what you're trying to teach them. If you get your kids to buy into the program, it goes a long ways.
Yeah.
And you know, with Roxana, the top seed in that regional, as Steve mentioned, they basically rolled through the South Central. And I know Woodiver was out of the South Central this year, but they basically have been a South Central team for years. So this is a South Central regional. If I'm Roxana, I don't know if I would have wanted that type of regional with all these teams I've been beaten up on all regular season. I think I would have liked to have seen maybe somebody outside the conference.
You're not going to sneak up on anybody. That's the thing. I mean, all these teams have seen each other multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, regardless of whether they're playing or not, you know, they've seen each other in tournaments and, you know, Metro East Lutheran tournament, Macoupin County tournament, and over in Litchfield too. So
certainly with the Macoupin teams playing at the county at Staunton this year, you know, there maybe is a modicum of familiarity with that gymnasium. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these kids know each other. As I said a while ago, they play in these summer leagues and stuff, and they know each other like the back of their hand, and so there's no surprises.
Coming up Monday night, we'll have two games from the Staunton Regional on WAOX 105.3, The Ox, Southwestern against East Alton Wood River at 6, followed by Carlinville against Gillespie. Monday night here on FM 106, we'll start off with the girls' super sectional game from UIS with the Litchfield Lady Panthers taking on Champaign-St. Thomas More. And then the second game, we'll have Litchfield versus Hillsboro from the Hillsboro Regional. And Kyle Hirschman, that's an interesting regional tournament and an interesting set of teams at Hillsboro this year.
It's a very interesting set of teams. You know, you couldn't help but look at the top of it whenever the assignments came out and notice that T-Town, Tadopoulos, was coming to Hillsboro. And you know, I mean, a lot of things can happen. But in all honesty, 2-6, especially with some of the circumstances that have happened over the last few weeks of the season, some teams getting hot, some teams pulling some upsets. At 2-6 could very well, if they were all on one side of the bracket, I'm not sure who you'd know. Right. I think you can kind of tentatively pencil in Tadopoulos for the championship game, but
it's T-Town's to lose.
Yeah,
is what we're kind of agreeing on here, but at least at first glance.
But you know, I mean, you look at Litchfield and Hillsboro played each other, you know, three times. You know, Litchfield's won two, you know, Hillsboro won the first one. And, you know, I mean, that game's always close, especially it's going to be at Hillsboro. And whenever they reach second round, they'll have Vandalia. Vandalia's missing a key player in Tim Ritchie, who's no longer with the team. Litchfield, whenever they did have Ritchie, Litchfield played them close the last time they played them in that second matchup of the season, and Vandalia just kind of pulled away, I think.
Go ahead, Tim. I was going to say, Litchfield was really in the same situation a year ago in that regional up at Pena, where they kind of got hot at the right time, got into the semifinals against Pena, seeing them for the third time, and then gave Pena all they wanted.
Well, and you know, that win over Pena this week, you know, I mean, is going to be a real... And Litchfield has a tendency to, you know, they try to come up big in those type of games. You know, I mean, whenever they're facing, you know, like Hillsboro and Lincolnwood at the Carlinville tournament, that was a game they just kind of found a way to win it.
And there's always something to be said about a rivalry game.
Absolutely.
I mean, literally toss the records out the window. They don't mean a darn thing because, you know, who's got the ball last? And that's maybe how it's going to be decided.
Well, and arguably Hillsboro will have the best player on the floor in Dylan Miller. But I think, you know, it's whether they can match up with Litchfield's, you know, I mean, Litchfield may be a little bit deeper, more athletic, 1-5. But.
And Kyle, you talk to Drew Logan just like we do. I always get the sense that Drew, he embraces these types of moments. He doesn't run from them. He wants his team to play these types of games.
Yeah, I think the entire Litchfield coaching staff over there, you know, they want their kids to do better. They want them to buy into what they're believing in, that the only way they think they're going to do better is to do those type of things. So
it's an interesting lineup, certainly at Hillsboro. The Monday night games at Hillsboro at 6, you got St. Anthony taking on Greenville at 7:30, Litchfield Hillsboro. Night off on Tuesday, they come back with the semis on Wednesday with Topsy to T-Town getting the winner of the St. Anthony-Greenville game, and then Vandy getting the winner of the Litchfield-Hillsboro game. So pretty interesting matchup on the Wednesday night semifinals. So, and I say if anybody, you know, gets upset, it'll be Wednesday night. And if T-Town loses, it'll be Wednesday night. So,
you know, it's entirely possible. I mean, you never say never.
Yeah. That's the lovely thing about March Madness.
And this is the time of the year, even a team like Hillsboro, who is no secret, has not had a good year. But as you said, with the Myers kid and stuff, that they're capable of jumping up and biting you.
But they're on their home floor.
That's right.
And I don't know, you're going to have to give a home team a few extra points for playing on their home floor.
And Joe, you know, their coaching, I mean, Joe gets as much out of those kids as you can possibly get. You know, he's working, you know, and Jeremy and Chase Connor too. You know, he's done an excellent job with the program so far. You can just see, I mean, you don't always have to be an alumni to be a good coach at a school, but sometimes it can add a little bit of extra emphasis.
If he can,
or spice.
Spice.
If Joe can come up with a point guard for next year and someone to help out the big kid on the inside, you know, they could have some fun next year.
We need to get to a break. We've got more regional basketball tournament to talk about when Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
If you're a farmer in ag business, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. This is Jim Miller with Security National Bank. I'm experienced in ag lending and ready to serve all the needs of your farming operation, including purchasing farmland, livestock, equipment, and more. Stop by and see me today for all of your ag needs and ask about our competitive rates. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeyne, Irving, and Fillmore. Visit us on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are those who go to work in a factory, those who sit in an office from 9 to 5, those who travel to a construction site, and then there are those who wake before dawn, spend their entire day in a field, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their job, and finish the work week long after 40 hours have passed. To the farmers of America, we salute you. This message is brought to you by Teamwork Rehab, getting you back in the game, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
This check of your radar weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carthenville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. 22 degrees currently, northwest winds at 5 miles an hour. We'll see sunshine today, a high of 30. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-40s. Cloud cover Sunday night, overnight temps in the middle 30s. Then on Monday, a 70% chance of rain and a high of 50, with a 60% chance of rain Monday night, a low of 30. Right now, 22 degrees, the winds northwest at 8 miles an hour. This check of WSMI radar weather has been brought to you by CarQuest in Carthenville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
The American farm family carries on the tradition of hard work and dedication to the land. This Farmer's Appreciation Salute is brought to you in part by Montgomery County Chiropractic in Litchfield and Kerber Eckenbreckel for all your tax services, business consulting, and auditing in Litchfield.
Sports Saturday rolling on. Back to T-Tote, Uncle Ralph, Kyle Herschelman.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim Mize. And by the way, you can check our broadcast schedule by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Of course, we stream all of our high school sporting events as we broadcast them. We make them available as podcasts on our website. You can listen to them at your leisure. You can download them for free. We don't charge you a dime for it. So if you want to, you know, record and save those games, especially for parents who have seniors who will graduate later on this year, that's kind of a neat thing to have. At the Hillsboro, or at the Auburn Regional coming up next week, the top seed there are the Pena Panthers, and here you get Pena is going to bypass the Hillsboro Regional and end up at Auburn. Don't you just love this IHSA geography?
It's magical.
It's kind of like the Western Division of the National League with Atlanta and Cincinnati. Paney gets the top seed at Auburn. North Mac gets the number two seed. Shelbyville is third. Auburn fourth. North Green fifth. And Meridian High School is sixth. So the opening night games at Auburn on Monday will have Auburn taking on North Green at 6, followed by Shelbyville against Meridian, two teams that know a little bit about each other in that neck of the woods. And then Tuesday night, top-seeded Paney gets the winner of Auburn and North Green, and Verdon, or the North Mac Panthers will get the winner of the Shelbyville-Meridian game. So
it's kind of just the opposite of the Staunton Regional, though. I mean, you know, like you said, there's a little bit of familiarity between, like, Meridian and Shelbyville and Auburn and North Mac, obviously. But, you know, there's a lot. It's just, I mean, there's a lot of
unknowns.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's, you know, they kind of say, okay, we'll put all these conference teams together and all these conference teams together, and then this is who we have left, so they'll go to Auburn.
Kind of the potpourri,
exactly.
Right? Potpourri regional.
Yeah. It should be a competitor. I mean, there's some really good athletes in that group. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Paney got the top seed. North Mac gets the number two seed. And, Tim, last night you had the North Mac-Litchfield game on the radio, and apparently Tatum Musso...
Got hurt,
so... We don't know how that will affect the North Mac Panthers, but that certainly, if he's not able to go, that will definitely have an impact on their team.
He did something to his right foot, right ankle. He grabbed it immediately, limped off to the locker room, didn't come back in the ball game. Second half, he was out on the bench, but he had ice on his foot. And then at one point in the second half, he and TJ Wilson exchanged a hug, and then Tatum was gone. So I don't know.
I was watching it, and I really
could not tell from either one of their facial expressions what was going on. I didn't get the sense that it was good.
Right. Well,
but that was just my sense.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to anybody after the game. It didn't look good.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge, huge loss for North Mac, because Tatum Musso has really developed into that reliable second scoring option on the other side of Tommy Ulinski.
And, you know, Musso, again, gets involved in so much of the...
He's long.
You know, just... takes up a lot of space in the passing lanes and can be a disruptive force defensively for North Mac. So, yeah, if he's not able to go, that will be a huge disappointment for the North Mac Panthers. And they play, again, at the Auburn Regional. In the 1A Regional at Lincolnwood High School, the top seed will be the Lancers. Edinburgh gets the number two seed. Monday night, there'll be two games, Morrisonville against Pawnee at 6, South Fork and Mont Olive at 7:30. The Lancers will play Tuesday night against the winner of Morrisonville-Pawnee. They beat Morrisonville last night, so they may see the Mohawks for a third time this season if the Mohawks beat Pawnee. But that's a 4-5 matchup, and anything could go there. Edinburgh will get the winner of South Fork and Mont Olive, and Thursday will be the night off at the Lincolnwood Regional. So.
And that'll be an interesting one too. I mean, you know, that it's an
MSM.
There's a lot of familiarity between those two teams or all those teams, and you know, last night's game with Lincolnwood and Morrisonville was fairly similar to whenever they played in the tournament, with the exception that Lincolnwood won by, you know, almost 20 points this time, and they won by 2 last time.
So
it's going to be if they do have to play for a third time, it'll be a physical game, I'm sure. There'll be a lot of unhappy people in the stands, because that seems to be the way it rolls. but you know, on the other side of that bracket too, I mean, I really think, you know, South Fork has the most upset potential.
Right.
They, you know, knocked off Nokomis earlier in the season at the Morrisonville tournament. If Edinburgh's Rothmeyer can get rolling, he can cause some problems for a lot of teams too. But I really think South Fork's got a shot at an upset.
And Kyle, as we look back over the last 3 or 4 years that South Fork has been in the regionals, they've been the team that people go, oh gosh, I don't want to play these guys.
Yeah,
you know, they won a regional a couple years ago. Can just really give teams fits.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those kids are gone still, but they're still, you know, they just have the ability to hit some big shots that down the stretch. You know, they had Lincolnwood, you know, down for 3 quarters whenever they played them at home earlier in the season. And played them close at the Morrisonville tournament too. So, I mean, it really could be anybody's game.
The other 1A regional that features a local team is the St. Elmo regional. That's where Nokomis has been sent for postseason tournament play. The Redskins won't see any action until Wednesday night in the semifinals as they get the top seed, and they will get the winner of St. Elmo Beecher City, and they'll play a 6 o'clock game on that Wednesday evening. But if you remember, when the four-class system first came into being, this is where the Redskins started out their regional, the year they ended up at second in the state. Hmm. So yeah. I don't not saying that necessarily is going to be the cause, but, you know, the basketball gods do strange things.
No, and they have some experience against Beecher City. They played them in the regular season, so and thumped them pretty good. That was right after the Christmas break, which if you hate, you almost feel bad for the team that gets Nokomis that opening game after the Christmas break. And I think that's when they played them. I think it was like January 3rd or
something
like
on
that.
Saturday or something like that.
Yeah, usually that's when it is. So
I'll just throw this out there. I'll defer to you guys because you've seen and know more about Nokomis than I do. This has to be one of Steve Kimbrough's finest coaching jobs and what has been an outstanding Hall of Fame career. This was supposed to be the quote-unquote down year for the Redskins. They're closing in on 20 wins.
They have what they lack in depth, they make up. I mean, the thing about Nokomis is they don't realize that occasionally they're supposed to lose. You know, I mean, they just go out, and I mean, they do exactly what they're supposed to do, and they do it well, you know, and they do it better than their opponents do.
And if you're going to beat Nokomis, you have to beat them at Nokomis's game. That's the only way to beat them. You know, you have to be almost a similar team and do exactly what Nokomis does.
Well, and Devin Wright's filled that role.
He's got a ton this year.
Where you know, that Wade Kimbrough was at a few years ago, and Derek Burke and those guys. And I mean, he's closing in on, you know, 1,000 points now, you know, if depending on how long their regional run goes, or their postseason run goes. I would think he'll probably hit that mark. And you know, that's just a testament to, you know, how hard he's worked. But you look at their box score from last night against South Fork, and they had four kids in double figures, and Austin Chaussee wasn't one of them, and he has the ability to do so. If he plays like he did in the Litchfield tournament, I mean, he'll be right up there too. They have five kids that I would not be surprised if they scored, you know, 10 to 15 points every game.
And Terry, the phrase you use, I think, is exactly right for Nokomis, to beat Nokomis. Nokomis isn't going to beat themselves. No. You have to go out and you have to beat them. They're not going to give you the game. They're so fundamentally sound. And when you actually have to beat the team, that's a lot harder.
And it seems like once you get to this point of the season, there's just an extra mode they go to. And I don't, you know, it's whether it's coaching, attitude, combination of both, just the mentality of that team. My gosh, when they get into the postseason, you know you're probably going to be in for a few games.
Just haven't seen them over for the last 5 years, you know, since I've been with the newspaper, with the journal, and then before that, growing up watching them play, you know, it's just hard to pick against them. Yeah. You know, I mean, you don't see a game that they're going to just – you think it's like, oh, they're going to get blown out by 50.
And you will not out-coach Steve Kimbrough.
No, not happening.
It just isn't going to happen.
You know, if I'm a coach in the area, I would really think about getting out of whatever Christmas – I don't care what Christmas tournament I'm in. Get out of it. Don't schedule any games. Practice for 2 weeks and come back after Christmas. It seems to work awfully good for Nokomis.
It works awfully good for Nokomis. You have this feeling that there's – if with other people, if they did that, you know, maybe they go 500 after the break, or they lose their first three games because of rust. You know, I mean, it's, you know, he knows what works for his team, and he's done it.
And Coach Kimbrough knows that it's a building process as the year goes on, as the season moves along. You're not going to have all the pieces in place at the beginning of the season, but as the season goes along, you add those pieces, and you keep – it's kind of like building with Legos. You just add another one on, and now – here we are at the end of the regular season, ready for the postseason. They're ready to go again.
Well, and he's never really satisfied with his team. You know, I mean, I remember at the state tournament, whenever after they beat Warrensburg Latham, who was consistent number one, what's the first things out of his mind? It's like, well, we didn't play that good. It's like, you know, it's like you just advanced to the state championship game against one of the top teams in
but he knew class. But he knew that what it was going to take to win that was going to be a better effort.
There's always room for improvement, but they're still a fun team to watch. I mean, there's something else.
Yeah. By the way, the Illini play at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon, actually tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock pregame on FM 106, as the Illini have come on strong. Check our website, WSMIRadio.com, for all of our broadcast plans. Kyle Hirschman, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure to have you in. Maybe we need to get you back and talk a little bit about FC South Central soccer this spring.
We could probably do that.
You and Travis in here.
They're up and ready to go.
Hey, I saw the lights on at the park here the last couple weeks, so that's good. Uncle Ralph, good to see you.
Tim Likewise. Ice,
thank you, sir. That is going to do it for Sports Saturday here on this Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed the program. Have a great sporting weekend. And if you get a chance, get out and follow your local high school basketball teams as they participate in the postseason.